So this unfortunate man obviously had a sky-high uric acid, got raspy uricase. Can you talk a little bit about the physiology of uric acid and the agents we have that are used to try to control it?
Sure. So purine metabolism, basically. So when you have high cell turnover and you're breaking down proteins, they're broken down into hypoxanthine, which is converted into xanthine, and subsequently by xanthine oxidase into uric acid. Okay, and that's done in the liver. And so what happens here is when you have lysis of cells, this whole process is ramped up, and then you get rapid production of uric acid at that point, which is fine if the kidney functions normal and can excrete the uric acid. But unfortunately, oftentimes it outpaces elimination, and that's where you get uric acid deposition and crystals depositing within the kidneys. You can get vasoconstriction from hyperuricemia. You can also get endothelial dysfunction with decreased nitric oxide and upregulation of renin-angiotensin aldosterone. So all that wreaks havoc on the kidneys specifically. And so the therapies that we have currently for this are allopurinol, which inhibits xanthine oxidase. So you block the conversion of hypoxanthine to xanthine or the conversion of xanthine to uric acid, which is great because it will prevent the formation of new uric acid. However, it does not break down already elevated uric acid. So if you're already hyperuricemic, treatment with allopurinol will not rapidly lower the level. It will just prevent the formation of new uric acid. And so over the past 10 to 15 years, in the advent of rasburicase, initially in the pediatric population, then rolled out into the adult population, which is urate oxidase. Okay, and this is a recombinant form. Now, non-recombinant urate oxidase has been around for quite some time, which is derived from aspergillus. But unfortunately, there's a high degree of immunogenicity with a non-recombinant form. So the recombinant purified form has been developed, and this rapidly breaks down already formed uric acid. So if you're hyperuricemic, it's a very nice option to use to bring down uric acid levels quite rapidly.